On this week's AP Religion Roundup, the confluence of Ramadan, Passover, and Easter sparks tensions in Jerusalem. Religious Jews celebrating Passover sing at the entrance to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Tensions here have recently spiraled into a regional confrontation between Israel and Palestinian militants in Gaza, Lebanon, and Syria. This year, Passover overlapped with Easter, celebrated this week and last by Christians in the East and West. It also coincided with the Muslim sacred month of Ramadan. The overlapping holy days in each faith was felt on the streets of Jerusalem, where there is a close proximity of holy sites. For Christians, Jerusalem was where Jesus was crucified and resurrected. For Jews, it's the ancient capital, home to two biblical Jewish temples. For Muslims, it's where the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven. This week, leaders of the Greek Orthodox Church say Israeli police are unfairly limiting worshipers' right to celebrate the Easter Holy Fire ceremony in Jerusalem's ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Church leaders called attendance restrictions heavy-handed.
Police are unfairly and inappropriately placing the burden on the churches to issue invitations while tying the church's hands with unreasonable restrictions.
Israeli police said their goal is the safety of thousands of worshipers expected for the ceremony. But the Roman Catholic Church in the Holy Land says there has been an increase in brazen attacks on Christians here.
Not only an increase of in number, but also the way the attacks are done.
John Munayer monitors the welfare of religious minorities in Israel.
They're done often in broad daylight, going into churches. You know, there's no shame or even hesitation at times when it comes to these types of attacks.
Most Israeli officials have stayed quiet about the attacks and the introduction of a law criminalizing Christian proselytizing and the promotion of plans to turn the Mount of Olives into a national park have stoked anger. Prime Minister Netanyahu vowed to block the bill from moving forward following pressure from evangelical Christians in the United States. I'm Walter Ratliff.